When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, man. It's the first Fly Jams Friday of 2018. Viggity, viggity, vig, double verified V's running around like a lunatic in the newsroom. DJ Shagru just got out of the TARDIS. He's got his beret on and the heels with the goldfish in him. And I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. Esmeralda just stopped spinning, drilling holes in the hut. How you doing, Esmeralda, the heart melda?
Oh, spinning.
Spinning. You a little dizzy now?
No,
never get
so used to it now.
So used to it. All right, we are all here, and we are ready for you guys to call in for Fly Jams Friday. This is what we do every Friday. We kick off the weekend with a funky note and celebrate R&B and soul and funk and all that cool stuff. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and this was my first request of the morning.
You say what's on with you, I'll never go back. You say there's a lesson. Here I am, baby. Practice what you preach. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just you and me.
Barry White, baby.
So many things I can do to you.
Yeah, Barry White, baby. He was a big man, Barry White. Big man. That's Practice What You Preach. You ever hear that one before, Esmeralda? Practice What You Preach by the one and only Barry White?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Barry White, baby. What'd he weigh? About 500 pounds? I mean, seriously. He had to weigh, like, at least 350, right? Yeah, he was a massive man. He was huge. Sexy as hell, though, man. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Kicking off Fly Jams Friday with some Barry White. Well, why don't we... Bill requested this one a little while ago, and Otis.
2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Yeah. I don't know. I vaguely remember. I remember there's a scene. Dan, are you a Top Gun aficionado?
You know I am.
All right. Isn't there a scene where he talks about Tom Cruise is talking to Kelly McGillis? I've seen Top Gun maybe three times, you know, over the years and parts of it here and there. But if I remember correctly, I think there's a scene where Tom Cruise talks about how his mother would play sitting on the dock of the bay like over and over again, or he'd run up the stairs and put it back on and he'd play like it was something. So it was something about a memory that Tom Cruise shared with Kelly McGillis. I don't know if the song was playing and they were talking and he told the story about how his mother would play it or his father would play it over and over and over again. Is there a scene in Top? Am I making that up? Or was that in Cocktail? I don't know. Esmeralda, you've seen Top Gun, right?
Oh, bits and pieces. I haven't seen it the whole way through.
Oh, okay.
I have seen Hot Shots. The one where they parody. Is that part? No.
Well, Hot Shots and then
is
there's...
Is it Hot Shots where they parody it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Hot Shots.
Hot Shots and Hot Shots Part 2. Because there was two... Both of the Hot Shots movies are hilarious, by the way. They're hilarious.
Sitting on the Dock of the Bay does appear on the Top Gun soundtrack.
Oh, it does.
So that would lead one to believe.
So it was Top Gun. But I think there was a scene, it was just like, I used to run up and down the stairs or something. Like his memory was, he would play it over and over again, man. And I'd run up and down and put it back on. Something like that. And Kelly McGillis is all, oh, isn't that sweet? Top Gun's a really stupid movie.
There are a number of YouTube-created fan videos of sitting on the dock of the bay with Tom Cruise in them. So,
oh, is that right? All right, I didn't misremember that then. Okay, because the reason I remembered is because I laughed during it. I remember sitting in the theater and he's giving this heartfelt speech about how he loves that song and they would play it over and over and over again. And I remember in the theater laughing.
Top Gun aficionados are texting, and you are correct. Scene was the first time he went to her house.
It was the first time he was at Kelly McGillis' house. And I think they were sitting on the porch, if I'm not mistaken. It takes place, he's sitting on the front porch.
One of the fan YouTube videos agrees with you.
That's really great that's the memory that pops into my head when I hear sitting on the dock of the bay. Tom Cruise sitting on Kelly McGillis' porch. All right. We have to break for the news, and we'll come back. More Fly Jams coming up. Your request, 312-981-7200-NEWS is next. Yeah. That's right, baby. Fly Jams Friday continues. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio. Seventh floor of the Trib Tower here till 5. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Friday. Fly Jams Friday. That was my second request. The Gap Band with Outstanding, which is an aptly named. It's aptly named because it is indeed outstanding. So Fly Jams Friday continues. We'd love to hear from you at 312-981-7200. We got some lines open if you'd like to make some requests. DJ Shagru is ready to go. So get your requests going at 312-981-7200. Billy in Lincoln Park requested this undeniable classic. Dan, if we were to make a list, Mr. Shagru DJ,
yes,
of most requested songs, that's got to be near the top.
I would agree with that.
Would you agree with that, Esmeralda? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, as many members there are, we've gotten requests.
It might be all 17,000 members of Earth, Wind, and Fire that keep calling in. But I really think that would be way up near the top.
I would say that. I know... what's that Donny Hathaway song we had like every 3 months?
Oh, yeah.
There, yeah, that one, too.
Yeah, that's a real... Earth, Wind, and Fire in general is very popular, you know, but September, man, I mean, that's, you know, and I'm not complaining. If you want to request September 6-7 times a day, I'm fine with it because it rules. But I just was observing, I was thinking, you know, that's got to be one of the most requested songs that we've had here on Fly Jams Friday. All right, how about Dino requesting this one? Yeah. Chase me. Esmeralda, you ready for the name of that band right there? That song is called Chase Me.
Okay.
By Confunction.
But all right. I see what they did there.
Confunction.
And it's how that works.
CON, capital FUNK, capital SUN.
Wait, is it supposed to be confusion and then they just added the funk?
Yeah, but they spelled it. Oh, this is how they look. That's exactly how they spell it. Confunction.
Oh. It's like three words there.
Yeah, they separated the words. Uh-huh. But when you say them all together, it's like a little takeoff on confusion. It's funky confusion.
Right, funky confusion.
And okay. I think that makes sense because the way that they spell their name is confusing.
See?
You see how that works?
It works
on several levels.
Yeah, many.
It's very complicated confunction.
Yeah. Funky levels.
Funky levels. Like that's different than regular levels.
Right.
Because they're funky.
Yeah, this is the world of funk.
That's exactly right. Confunction. They actually had a couple of hits. Confunction had a couple of hits.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
Funky hits.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't have the word funk.
Right.
In your band, in your name, and not be funky.
That's true.
You're calling attention to the fact that you're supposed to be funky.
Right. Just funk.
Right.
They scored a string of top 10 hits on the U.S. Billboard singles charts, including 1977's Fun, spelled with two Fs.
Fun.
Fun. 1978, Shake and Dance with Me. 1979, Chase Me. 1980s, Got to Be Enough. And Too Tight.
Too Tight was the... Yeah, Too Tight was the one.
Did they spell it T-I-T-E?
With the letter two, with the number two?
It's the proper English spell.
Oh.
No, you can't do the number two. That's Prince's thing. You can't do that.
Oh, okay.
How about this for a name? Tensions within the band broke up, and songwriter and vocalist Felton Pilot left the band.
Felton Pilot?
Yes.
Wow.
That is a fantastic name. Felton Pilot. Wow.
Eventually became a collaborator with MC Hammer.
Wow. MC Hammer and Felton Pilot. Those are my favorite duo.
Imagine that, dinner reservation.
Yeah, well, they should have gotten together and just been Hammer and Pilot.
Oh,
they've
yeah.
been known as Hammer and Pilot. Wow. Felton Pilot. Hey, before we get back to the phone calls here and fly jams and everything, Mary Vandeveld is here. And it's her birthday, and I just wanted to say happy birthday to Mary Vandeveld. Mary, it's good to see you, and happy
Thank
birthday.
You.
Happy
Thank
birthday.
You, Nick.
What are you, 28?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Again.
Man. 28 again. Well, happy birthday.
Thanks.
You got anything? Boy, you sound thrilled.
I don't like my birthday.
Oh, why?
I don't know. You know, it's always after Christmas. And
yeah.
It's just like, family's like, oh, what do you want for your birthday? You know, we just got you Christmas presents.
Right.
What do you want for, you know, it's just kind of a, you know, day. But
when you were a kid, did they go, oh, this is for both at Christmas?
No, but they just forgot. Well, you know, I'm one of seven kids.
Oh, right.
And it's just kind of whatever. And then my sister, luckily my sister has birthday January 11th. So both of us kind of commiserate
there you
in
go.
Our days and we give each other gifts. So it's kind of fun.
Well, I'm wishing you a happy birthday.
Well,
we all wish
I
you a happy
really
birthday.
I really appreciate it. Thanks, Nick.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
Are you got anything planned?
Not really. My son just had some ACL surgery this week. So he's kind of, you know, we're kind of assisting him with his every move. Thank God for his girlfriend. But so I don't know. We might run out, you know,
while she's
babysitting for him.
What are you going to say, Dan?
Here's something to pick you up.
You know.
Yeah. Sorry, Nick.
DJ Shagru might have to have his license revoked for playing this on Fly Jams Friday.
Hey, he knows how to play to a crowd.
I love you, Dan.
I love you too, Mary. I love Bon Jovi too.
All right. Everybody but me likes Bon Jovi. I don't understand. But that wasn't the case when they were popular. All right.
Ahead of their time, I believe.
Yeah,
was the
that's
first.
Right.
That's it. Fine.
We all knew how great
no
they really
one understood.
Were.
Nobody understood. All right. Happy birthday, man.
Thanks so much.
All right. Here's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
After Bon Jovi, I feel a little dirty now.
Thank you, Bob.
Happy New Year.
You too.
You know, when I call in on Fly Jams Friday, I usually have one or two little stories for you. Well, this morning I've got none. That's because I'm calling you about one of the latest inductees in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Get it?
Yes.
Sister Nun. This song is from early 1945 and was her most commercially successful song. Actually, it hit number two on the R&B charts. This is Strange Things Happening Every Day. She had a great voice, but be sure to listen to her guitar solo.
All right.
If you hew right to the line, you can live right all the time. There are strange things happening every day.
Yo, that's good, Bob.
Keep in mind, this was during World War II. The number one song in the country at this time was Rum and Coca-Cola by the Andrews Sisters. She was pretty hip back then.
No kidding, yeah.
She was 30 years old. She was only 58 when she died. You know, I'm embarrassed to say I never heard of her until the Hall of Fame nominated her. She was a big influence on people like Elvis and Little Richard, Johnny Cash, Chuck Berry. And actually, some people say this song was actually the first rock and roll song.
Yeah. Well,
and in 63, she was in Manchester, England with Muddy Waters. And Clapton noticed her, Jeff Beck, and Keith Richards also.
Yeah. All right. Big influential Fly Jam this morning. All right, Bob, thanks.
Hey, Nick, you know, on your Christmas video, I never said to you, you should have worn Esmeralda's turquoise outfit when you did the Walk of Fame ceremony. Then you wouldn't have had to wear those uncomfortable dress shoes.
Yeah, no, the
skirt or the blanket,
the mermaid. Yeah, the mermaid.
Yeah, you would have been so cozy.
I would have been cozy, and I wouldn't have to wear shoes. So, all right, Bob, thanks.
Take care.
All right, take care. Happy New Year to Bob. All right, let's take a break. We've got more Fly Jams coming up, and we would love to hear from you. If you've got some Fly Jams requests, it's 312-981-7200, and the phone lines are open, 312-981-7200.
And what we have is much more than they could see. What we have is much more than
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, Esmeralda, you know, that's LTD.
Like the business?
I would imagine, yeah.
Like he's a business?
Like LTD or maybe the car, named after the car. LTD. Now, do you want to know the incredible original title of this song?
What's that?
It's called Love Ballad.
Oh. Well, it's straight and to the point.
I was going to say, it's truth in advertising. That's pretty much what it is. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Steve Grzanich coming up in 10 minutes with the opening bell. Steve Cochran. Yeah, that's his name. At 6. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It is Fly Jams Friday. So let's get another request. Here's Mark on WGN. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, maybe you'll need your hi-hat if you like John Bon Jovi in the presence of Nick DeGilio. You haven't got a prayer. Anyway,
right.
Stevie Wonder. Anyway, Stevie Wonder was quite diverse within a period of a year. He does a song about belief in superstition, late 1972, early 1973. Then he does a love song, "Sunshine of My Life," in spring. Then in fall of 73, he goes into metaphysics with Higher Ground. And then, this time of year, 1974, he harks back to the 60s with an angry social commentary, "Living for the City."
His mother goes to scrub the floors for many, and you best believe she hardly gets a penny, living just enough.
Stevie. Stevie. That song's like another. What's the running time on that one, DJ Shagru?
I've got the short version.
No, so the short like version, because the album version is like 12 minutes long.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he needed all that time to express himself.
That's exactly right. That was the strongest period of time for Stevie Wonder, early to mid-70s. That's like when everything he released was like, well, this is the greatest thing ever. And then he released something new. Wait, no, this is the greatest thing ever. And it would just happen over and over and over again, that period of time, early 70s, mid to late 70s. Forget it. All right. 218 area code requested Pigeon John with Growing Old.
Dale and Soul JB's in the Tribe Called Quest. Man, we didn't know what we missed, because we growing old, we growing old, we growing old. Third base specialist in KRS, is ahead all of the rest, because we growing old, we growing old, we growing old.
Heard this song. I have not heard that song in a long time. That was a while. 218 area code requesting that. You know, wouldn't you say that last year, it would be 2016, right? That the comeback of the year would have been Tribe. That was 2016.
No, they...
No, because their first appearance, their appearance on SNL was the week after the election.
Oh, okay.
Because Dave Chappelle hosted the show after Trump won. SNL, and it was one of the best shows of the year, and his opening monologue was Chappelle's opening monologue was amazing, and of course their two performances were ridiculous. But yeah, so I mean, they released the new stuff in 2016, but I would say that it carried over,
right? I mean, yeah, it was at the end of the year, so
yeah. But man, that's a big comeback for those guys. So all right, how about this one? 312 area code, a little Billy Preston.
I don't know if you're gonna show. To go, but nevertheless, I said, you gotta be waiting, sitting in the park, waiting for
sun. Yeah, sitting in the park. We had people sitting on the dock of the bay, and now sitting in the park.
Yeah. Where else are they going to be sitting?
Where are there other sitting songs? Sitting in the sit? Sit down? Is there a song called Sit Down?
There's that new Kendrick Lamar song, Be Humble, which Sit Down is in the
list. Oh, okay.
Get down. You could get down.
Well, there's a lot of get down.
Yeah.
In the funky world of funk.
Lay down.
Lay down is a lot of laying down.
Lie down.
There's lay down, Sally. That's not a fly jam, but. Yeah.
Jump down.
There's jump. By Van Halen.
Step down.
All right, let's go on. Doug.
Skip down.
All right. Doug requested this classic.
I feel good. I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you.
Wow. Wow. You ever see James Brown live?
No.
Yeah. I got to see him one time. Crazy.
Yeah.
Like crazy good. Yeah. You ever see
how many times did they put
the robe on?
Yeah,
bunch of times.
He kept knocking it off.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, I mean, that was pure showbiz. Some in the late '80s too, when he was just before. I think just before he like lost his mind. Remember he did that radio or that TV interview?
Yeah.
Did you ever see Jordan Peele?
I did. Yeah.
Isn't it the greatest thing ever? What the beauty of that is? Well, for those of you who don't know, something was wrong with James Brown. You know, but he had a hard time. Like he. Pulled a shotgun out, got chased by the cops, shot at his wife.
Yeah, drugs.
He was all on drugs and stuff, and he appeared to be a little up on something.
Yeah,
he was
real high.
He was on some sort of go-go juice.
He was real high.
He was being interviewed on CNN, crazy glasses, ridiculous scarf around his neck, and it was insane. It was ridiculous. It made no sense whatsoever. Jordan Peele didn't change a word. It's the exact transcript of the interview, and Jordan Peele just acted it out with another actor playing the interviewer, and it wasn't a parody. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't write a satire. It was the transcript word for word, and he studied the video. You know, when James Brown would pause or look off somewhere. I've watched it like 8,000 times, and it's hysterically funny if you've not seen it. Jordan Peele, the writer and director of that hilarious movie, Get Out.
Yeah.
According to the Golden Globes, it's a comedy, Esmeralda.
It's a smash comedy.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
All right. Laugh Riot.
Oh, yeah, twofer again.
There's Bessie Miller, Moe, and the King of All Sardu. And with a voice like hell is ringing out, there's no way the band can lose.
That time period that I was talking about,
mm-hmm.
that song is part of that time period.
Yeah.